one of the things that we discovered once we started listening under the underwater all the time is that the male humpback whales begin to sing in the fall while they're still in Alaska. Prior to that, it was believed that humpback whales almost exclusively would sing when they're in their tropical breeding grounds in the winter. So it was a interesting discovery to find that they start singing in the fall. My name is Chris Gabriel, and I'm a wildlife biologist at Glacier Bay National Park, or actually probably a whale biologist at Glacier Bay National Park. Glacier Bay National Park has been monitoring underwater sound since the year 2000, and we're basically just trying to identify the different sources of natural sound and man-made sound, like wind and rain and vessel noise. And we've also gotten a lot of biological recordings in that time, including some sounds from humpback whales, killer whales, harbor seals. Our underwater recording system is hooked up to a computer that's in my office, so I can listen to live underwater sound from Glacier Bay all the time. I'm listening while I'm not actually able to watch the whale. So it just so happened when I started hearing a song, our whale research boat was out on the water and could go and find and photograph this whale. Usually when I hear the whale singing, I can't identify which whale it was. We're really certain that it was whale 1652 that was singing. There were not any other whales in the area, and when Janet Nielsen, who was the one who took the photograph of the whale, when she turned off the engine of the research boat, she could actually hear the song emanating from the water. So even without any recording equipment, acoustic equipment, she could hear that. She's certain that it was that way. Males only are the ones that sing, and it is a mating-related behavior, although it's not really clear how it functions. It doesn't seem to attract females over to the singing male, and so it's really been taken scientists decades to still puzzle over exactly why they sing and who the intended audience is. Some scientists believe that the complexity of the song actually gives information to whales that are listening, something about that singer, like maybe how big he is or something about the characteristics of the singer. It's one of the most complex animal vocalizations on Earth, so usually when there's complexity in nature, there's a reason for it. It's just that it's taken scientists a while to figure out what it all means. And it has a real structure to it, so all the whales that are going to sing are singing approximately the same song. And it has different themes in it, which is like verses, so a whale will go from theme 1 to theme 2 to theme 3 to theme 4, back and then start again. And if a whale is singing a full song, it takes about 15 minutes to do that. And then he comes back to the surface and starts again. It changes over the course of the breeding season. So if we were in Hawaii and we recorded a whale singing, all the males would be singing about that same song. But during the winter, during the breeding season, all the males would be adapting that song. And by the end of the season, it would sound substantially different, such that you or I would be able to tell, oh yeah, that's different from what they were singing at the beginning of the season.